Bo Zielinski is lucky to be alive. That's what the Coast Guard crew members say, the ones who pulled him out of the Bering Sea near Unalaska Island on June 30th. When they found him, Bo had been drifting for 2 days in a small work skiff with his dog Teddy, 10 miles from the shore of Unalaska. He had lost his outboard motor while he was crossing Umnak Pass.
The outboard came off of the skiff. It came off the skiff and plunged into the ocean, and it was gone. I realized that, you know, this might be the end of Bo.
Bo Zielinski is 22 years old. He's worked as a ranch hand in the Aleutian Islands for 2 years. If you haven't spent much time in the Aleutians, this probably sounds like a joke. But in fact, there are two ranches in the eastern part of the island chain. One is a sheep ranch at the otherwise uninhabited port of Chernovsky, about 80 miles southwest of Dutch Harbor on Unalaska Island. The other is a large cattle ranch on nearby Umnak Island, located at the remains of a World War II-era military base. Bo has worked at both of them, and on June 30th, he was traveling between the two across the difficult waters of Umnak Pass. The trip only takes about an hour by skiff, which is why Bo wasn't better prepared when his motor hit a submerged object and jarred loose from the boat, dropping out of sight in the deep water. Bo didn't have a spare motor, and he didn't have any oars except for one that had been improvised out of a 2x4 with a chainsaw. When he tried to use his radio, he realized that it was broken. He had no food and no fresh water.
So then I just kind of laid down in there with my dog, and I kind of panicked a little bit, and I thought, you know, I gotta do something. I can't just sit here and drift out to sea. You know, I'm right there. I'm almost to the harbor. So what I did was I had this float coat on, and what I did wasn't a very smart thing to do, but I was kind of panicked, and so I tied the bowline on from the skiff around my waist, and then I jumped in the water and I started swimming. After a while, it was too cold and just wasn't working too good, so I got back into the skiff, and I barely made it back into the skiff.
Yeah, this, well, Bo, I know, this
Bo
is
lucky to be alive.
He is so lucky.
Broke all the rules of the sea. He went out in too small a boat. He didn't have a spare motor. He didn't have any oars, and he didn't have any communication.
Huh? He tried to row, so I know he had.
That's Milton and Cora Holmes, and they know what they're talking about. Cora lived for 18 years at the Chernovsky Sheep Ranch. Milton spent 37 years there. The skiff that Bo took across the pass had belonged to the Holmes family, although they never knew where it came from. It washed up on the beach near Chernovsky 20 years ago. The family dragged it to the sheep ranch by horse, and Milton named it the Derelict.
Well, it was a derelict, so I thought that'd be a good name for it. They found it on the beach. It was certainly a derelict when they got it.
I saw a plane the second day, too, but they never saw me. I ate a little bit of kelp, too, on the second day. You know, I didn't have any food, and so I said a little prayer to God, and I said, you know, I need something to eat. And then later on during the day, a clump of seaweed kelp came by, and it drifted right next to the boat. And so I got it, and I ate it. My dog was eating kelp, too. It was real calm on the third day. It was dead calm. It was calmer than the other 2 days, and I knew that there would be a storm after the calm. And if we had a bad storm, I knew I'd be dead, or pretty close to it.
On that afternoon, June 30th, the Coast Guard cutter Morgenthau was on a routine patrol off the coast of Unalaska Island. Lieutenant Junior Grade Miles Jenkins Jr. was on the bridge.
As we were altering course, one of my guys spotted what seemed to be a small boat, about 6-7 nautical miles out, and was like, well, usually there aren't any small boats out this far out. So it made another change of course, headed towards the guy.
And then I heard this chopper, and I couldn't figure out what the deal was. I thought maybe someone had called the Coast Guard or something. And when I turned around, the fog had lifted and this boat was going by me.
As everything is going on, you really don't think about, this is a rescue case or anything like that.
What they did was they put a skiff in the water and they came out and got me. And the guy who was driving, he came up and he said, "Well, hey, how you doing over there?" He says. And so I said, "Well, I'm sure glad you guys showed up," I said.
Bo was treated for hypothermia and malnutrition on the Morgenthau and taken to Unalaska for more medical care. 2 weeks later, he caught a boat ride out to Umnak Island and went back to work. As for the derelict, it's been given back to the waves that first washed it up at Chernovsky. The crew of the Morgenthau sank it in the Bering Sea. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.